and empower women to lead. I'm your host, Kenzie Taylor, cybersecurity queen, foodie, and Miss Maryland 2023. Let's get to the episode.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Ladies Lead Podcast. I am here at Tribe Cycle in Annapolis with the incredible owner, Jen Selby. Hi, Jen.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Good. So let's start by talking a little bit about your background and where you're from.
Okay. So I'm from Pennsylvania originally, moved to Annapolis long time ago, and my background is marketing, advertising. I went to college for those things and worked in advertising and marketing for about 5 years before I had my children.
Wow.
Yeah.
So how did you get into this realm of fitness?
So I've always been really passionate about fitness. I, all through college, was an athlete. And of course, after I graduated, I always went to the gym and was a big runner. So it came very naturally for me. And then I started taking lots of classes. Eventually, after having children and I chose to stay home, I found myself wanting more. So I looked into becoming a fitness instructor. Specifically, it was for Pure Bar, which is a bar studio that's locally here. It's nationally known. And I worked there for 5 years. So that's sort of where it sparked my interest in doing something myself. And there was no indoor cycling studios here in Annapolis. And we were driving down to DC or Baltimore to ride. And I felt like we needed something here. So I decided to change gears and become a business owner after a lot of work. I did a lot of research, and slowly but surely, Tribe was born, but not easily. It took some time.
Yeah, yeah, that's one of the things we bonded over, actually, was that we were both Pure Bar instructors at one time.
Yeah, yeah.
So I have to ask you, what did you learn from Pure Bar that you've now taken to your business?
Well, I think Pure Bar is an amazing franchise. They run their studios really, really well, very cohesively. Everybody has a manual. Everybody has a role. And I learned a lot from them in how I wanted to, you know, start this business to make sure that it could be duplicated, maybe someday a franchise, very easily. So I think it helped to run everything very smoothly, with no questions. So that's kind of why I loved it so much, and I learned so much from it. And I think it really helped build Tribe today.
Amazing.
Yeah.
So thinking about your marketing background as well.
Yeah.
What did you take from that marketing background, from that degree that you've been able to implement into your business?
So
and just right away, I'm looking at your logo.
Yeah.
I think your branding is incredible. So maybe that's part of it.
So absolutely. Branding was really my niche. That's kind of where I'm very comfortable. The business side of things were a little bit more difficult for me to learn. I'm more creative. I'm more on the art side of things and always have been. So the branding came very naturally to me. I worked really closely with both of my sisters. One is a graphic designer, the other is a photographer. So we are all very, we're all very creative. And if it weren't for them, this probably wouldn't be what it is today, because they were so much of an inspiration in every aspect of Tribe. Even though they don't live close, but they worked with me and they gave me advice at every turn.
Wow, shout out to your sisters.
I know, right? Totally. Yeah.
So how did you learn the business aspects, or do you feel like you're still learning?
So, you know, I'm definitely still learning. The business side of things came slower. You know, it took me a little bit more time. But I do love it. I love the numbers aspect of it, even though it's just not my forte. But I do like to see and project where we're going to be, where we need to be. So while it came slower, I'm still very interested in it. And I loved to see the progression of how things happen. But like I said, it did take a long time, and I just put my nose to the grindstone, and I did a lot of work, and I did a lot of research. It had to be that way because I didn't have a business background, and I didn't know how to write and put together a pro forma for this business. So it took time, and it always will take time. And, you know, even if you were a business major in college, which I was not. It's rewarding. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How long have you been in business?
So Tribe Cycle in Annapolis has been open. This is our sixth year we're in.
Hey.
And then Baltimore, we opened that. We're into our second year on our third year. Yeah. So we just passed our anniversary.
Okay. So talk to us about your first year with Tribe in Annapolis and what pushed you to open the Baltimore location.
So our first year in Annapolis was a lot of growing pains. but so exciting and so fun. And the clients that came in and the people I met were so welcoming. And I think, you know, I've met some of my very best friends here at Tribe. And I've seen a lot of other people meet their best friends here at Tribe. So it's not just a fitness studio. It's not just a cycling studio. It has been a community builder. We do a lot of extra things. From that first day we opened, you know, we've added charity rides. We've had birthday rides. We have corporate rides. We have all these things that we get involved in the community. We've, you know, we participated in the Pride Parade here in Annapolis, which was super fun. And then we hit a little bit of a hiccup with COVID. So 2020 came in and knocked everybody off of their game a little bit. And then we had to rebuild and we had to just really pivot on how we did business here. So it was a step back. But then as we came up and out of COVID, we were fortunate enough to stay in business. And then we were given a really pretty incredible opportunity to open in Baltimore. There was a different studio that was up there that had gone out of business or closed their doors, which we were able to step into. So we redid the studio a bit, so it mimics this exact studio. And we just decided that was the next step. And it's been great. And it's definitely been slow on the uptick a little bit because of COVID. But we're kind of like hitting our stride now.
Yeah. So you were fairly new when COVID happened.
We were. We opened in 2018, the end of 2018. Mm-hmm. So we had about a year under our belt or so before COVID hit. And, you know, which is really new for a business.
Yeah. So how did you retain your clients and customers? Did you do virtual classes?
We did. So we rented our bikes to clients. And so we, at the time, cool. We only had 30 bikes. So, or 40 bikes, and we rented all of them beside a couple that we kept here. And then we, made a makeshift virtual studio where we taught classes. And I look back at it now and I don't know how we did it. It was a miracle, but it worked. And, you know, but everybody was doing that, you know, it's like either you had to, or, mm-hmm. you know, you didn't, and you just closed your doors. But we wanted to keep relevant. We wanted to keep revenue going, even at a little bit. And we wanted to keep, you know, some sanity for people because people loved it. And they were so happy and grateful that we kept teaching and offering the bikes. A lot of people had their own bikes at home that they would still log in and watch our virtual classes.
Wow.
Yeah. So it was something. But when we came back into the studio, though, we started out with four bikes in the studio. So I was up there, my instructors and I were all teaching to four people with masks on. And it was crazy. And then, you know, slowly but surely, things kind of built back up.
Thank goodness we're on the other side.
Thank gosh.
My goodness. Just thinking about my experience cycling, I've done Soul Cycle. You know, worked with a Peloton. But what I loved about your class is I really felt like I was being treated as an individual. I had my name actually called when I was struggling, and it really helped me to keep going.
Yeah.
So kudos to you for building this incredible program for people to feel safe and feel encouraged.
Yes.
And I have to ask you, how did you build that exactly? Do you have maybe a mission that all employees must follow or steps for them?
You know, I don't know that I have a specific mission that I require my staff to uphold to. However, what I do think is that, you know, I think everybody should be kind. I don't think there's any reason for anybody to not be. And if you treat other people with kindness and compassion, because we never know why people are, are what they're dealing with when they step through your doors. And I've learned this firsthand. I've had many people come to me and just like pull me aside and thank me for the class when it was nothing that I wouldn't normally do. But I think that something resonated with them and it just inspired me. And I felt like a little, bit of, that I have to, and we all have to as a team here, keep in mind that everybody's different and everybody's in a different place. And just show kindness all the time. It's just works way better. So, put a smile on your face and, anybody who comes through these doors, they'll tell you the same thing, that we just are a community. We are meant to be a community. It's not just about riding. It's about making friendships and connections for the rest of your life.
Wow, that made me a little bit.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, no, I think that is a struggle for a lot of people. It's getting into a class with other people. I know I talked to my mom about this recently. Yeah. She's having trouble feeling comfortable in gyms and in athletic spaces where maybe she doesn't shine like she does in other areas. But thank you for building that other people, that community.
I love it.
My goodness. And what about your future goals for your business? Are you opening another location?
Well, I don't think I really had plans on opening a second location. So, if you were to ask me today, I don't have any plans. But if something were to change, I wouldn't be opposed to it either. I do think that Tribe is buildable. I think it can go anywhere. I would love to see it everywhere because I know the joy it brings to people. So I don't have plans on expanding, but that doesn't mean we won't. I would hope that more people come in and experience what we have to offer here. Because I think it's for everybody, whether you're a seasoned athlete or whether you're brand new to this type of exercise. I want people to come and be part of this community.
So a TBD on that one.
Yeah.
No, amazing.
Thanks.
And thinking about your family, when we talked, you mentioned that you have children, right?
Yes.
You're very close to your two sisters. Mm-hmm. You're all 2 years apart in age.
Yes.
So how do you balance having that family and also running a business?
Well, my family is so intertwined with my business. So I think that it's really very natural. When I speak to my family, they're part of it. My husband rides here all the time. My son worked here. And both my sisters have helped me in every bit of the back end side of things. So they can appreciate everything that I'm going through with my daily work. And then, and I find this fun. And so do we all. My sisters will come visit and we come in here and ride. We don't stay away. It's just part of our life. Mm-hmm. And so I don't really consider it work because I honestly love what I do. So my work and life balance, it's the same. So I don't have to really worry about it too much.
Yeah. So when you're teaching, are you also riding every time?
Always. Yeah.
Oh my God.
I mean, I guess the only time I wouldn't would be if we had a full class and I wanted to get one more person. I could have somebody ride on the podium, or I guess if I, hurt myself, I could stay off and have somebody ride for me. That hasn't happened yet, knock on wood. I would still be able to teach no matter what. I would hope. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, there's your workout right there.
I love it.
While also working.
Yeah, awesome. For sure. I don't have to worry about going to another gym.
And talk to me a little bit about the structure of your business. You're the founder. Are you also a studio manager, or do you have someone else to do that?
No, I have a studio manager. Her name is Jacqueline. She's really my right hand. And I have to say, I give her so much credit because I don't know that I could do all of this as we've grown without her. We have, she does all of my social media, and she handles all of my front desk staff. But she really works with me every single day on all the ins and outs, the nitty gritty of running a business. And, she helps keep me in check. Just the bounce. You got to bounce ideas off of, or specials, or, charity rides, or, corporate events, things like that. Like, it's happening all the time, every single day, answering emails and trying to get back to people in a timely fashion. It's just, it can be a lot. And as we've grown, I've definitely felt those growing pains. There's no doubt. It's a hard thing to do by yourself. So she's been fantastic. But I also have a really strong staff of front desk and other instructors. And everybody works really well together. And like I got to come back to being kind. Everybody is really kind and courteous about everybody's time. And if there's somebody who needs a sub, they'll immediately pick up the class. I don't have to worry about, you know, things falling short. So I do have a really strong team around me, which I'm really thankful for.
Good. And yeah. How do you manage the staff? So there are two locations. Do you have different staff for each location?
We do. However, a lot of our staff does travel from both locations. Oh. Not everybody, but most people could or would if needed be. So it helps make things run even better that way. So yeah, so Jacqueline manages most of the front desk. I usually handle most of the instructors with scheduling and things like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And how do you train your employees? I'm thinking back to Pure Bar, right?
Yeah.
Sent off to training.
Yeah.
It was maybe just a few days or sometimes mine was a week for Empower training.
Yeah.
So how do you train your employees?
So same concept. We don't go away, obviously. I train everybody in-house. I don't require anybody to be certified in some sort of cycling certification. I prefer, in fact, they come in here and they do the training with me. Every single person trains with me. And I have a manual and we go through every bit of the manual front to back. And then it's about a month's long process to, you know, learning how to build a playlist, how to the musicality, to just learning your vocals and teaching methods and you know, little secrets of the trade kind of thing. But we work and we build upon their first playlist and we spend a lot of time. So they are 100% prepared to be on that podium. And I don't think I've ever had, recently anyway, anybody who has gone through all the training and decided this was not for them.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sounds very empowering. Yeah. Can I participate?
I would love it. Yes.
And how does choreo work exactly?
So the choreo, we have all different types of choreo and it's ever changing. And we don't add it to the manual unless we're all teaching it. So we stick to our manual, pretty closely. So if one, instructor would use a piece of choreo, let's just say it's a push or a tap back, everybody in the studio would use that same terminology. They use the same exact choreo in different ways. So it doesn't feel the same. But if I would say moto, everybody would know what a moto is because, you know, Jacqueline or Jeff or Lindsay, they use that same term and it's the same move. You know, it's always different because everybody's music is different. All instructors make their own playlists and they have their own vibe for sure. We're all different. And that's what makes it beautiful, that it's very cohesive, but very individual.
I love that.
Yeah.
I really do.
Yeah.
So obviously, I think fitness studios are the new thing. There are other competitors that you have. Mm-hmm. How do you stay relevant? And how do you think Tribe Cycle was really set apart?
Well, you know, I think it's really important when you run a business to recognize that when you have other studios or anything that would be considered competition, that it's a good thing. You have to grow with that. And it keeps you fresh. It keeps you relevant and not to shy away from it or be intimidated by it. I really believe that you must stay in your lane, focus on what you're doing and do it the best you can, because it won't matter otherwise. You cannot always be looking at what everybody else is doing and compare yourself to them, because that's just not fair to yourself. And that's kind of where I've been, because I don't want to get kind of caught up in the muck, if you will, of competition, because I don't think it's a bad thing. Mm-hmm. You know, it'd be nice if I were the only gig in town, but, you know, it's just not the way business and life is. So that's okay. And we're going to strive to be the best every single time, no matter what, regardless of competition.
It's funny that you say that. I feel like I'm learning right now how to stay in my lane and really focus on that in order to succeed in cybersecurity. So I do feel like that applies to everything.
Yeah, for sure.
Goodness. And thinking about how you built your business, right? I'm looking right now at your incredible leggings and t-shirts and everything. So do you think that you'll continue to sell merchandise, and does that help you grow your brand?
Absolutely. Surprisingly, my husband is in the branded merchandise business.
Oh.
So I'm very lucky. Once again, another family member who's really been there to support me. He is shocked by the amount of retail that people buy here at Tribe. And he does this for a living. So when we first decided to have retail, he kept thinking like, oh gosh, you're buying too much. Mm-hmm. But what he's now seeing is that people really relate to the brand, and they want to wear the branded merchandise. They want to have a piece of it to take with them outside these doors. So I think it's crazy, but what I can also say is our brand, our logo is so phenomenal. My sister designed it, and there's just so many things about it that I love, and everybody says how much they love it. And the whole brand as a whole is something people are proud of, that they're part of, and I love that.
Yeah, I would say it goes back to that community that you've built. Like,
Absolutely.
Everyone wants to be a part of the community and show it.
Yeah. Yes.
Incredible. Well, this is my last question for you. Thank you again for your time.
Of course.
But do you have any advice for any other women business owners? And I'm thinking more about people that maybe don't have experience or have a marketing background and want to take that leap.
Yeah. Well, I would probably first say give yourself a little grace. Give yourself time. Yeah. And really know that no matter your background, you can do anything. It might take you a little bit longer, like it did me, from the not having any business experience at all. And it might take you time, but if you're determined enough, just be patient, take the time and just learn and, absorb as much as you can from other people, other places, write everything down, and be patient. And, it'll come. Trust your gut. It'll work out, and everything's going to be fine.
Well, thank you so much.
Yeah, of course.
And how can we follow you?
So follow us on Instagram at tribe_cycle. That's number one. You can also follow me at Jen Tribe Cycle. Yeah,
so modest.
I really I love our main Instagram. I think it's got so much content, and I think it's an amazing platform. So I really do like that, number one, for sure.
But we also want to follow you.
Yeah, you can follow me too. I better up my game then.
Well, thank you again for your time today.
YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts. See you Wednesday for a brand new episode.